A Popular Outcast production.
Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
What the hell with Nathan Prell? It's only named that because it rhymes. All
right. Right.
Welcome and hello to What the Hell with Nathan Prell. I'm your host, Nathan Prell. What a surprise. All right, so this is the first episode. Yeah. All right. All right. So on this first episode, I got my two main bros.
Can we do that?
Two main bro guys. Kyson Sheehan and Brooke Sheehan. They brothers.
Yeah.
I'm not related to them, but kind of. So, So, Kyson, say some things.
All right. People might call me the wild card of the group. I'm pretty ordinary.
His nickname is K-Free. That's all you need to know. Brooks, say some things.
Some things.
Good enough. So, these guys are probably going to be with me sometimes on the podcast. Can't always get with them, so.
Nobody wants to hear the ass.
Just every other episode. They'll probably be on here.
We'll let you guys decide who the asshole is.
So we're just going to go right into segment number one, what we're watching and or listening to. So I'll start off. I just finished watching three seasons of Community.
Great show. You're way behind what me and Brooks have been rocking already, but...
Oh, yeah.
I know. I'm so far behind
I'm on the season finale of season four. Four, is it?
Well, I haven't been back in the Community for a while, but, you know, the last thing I left off on was probably...
The monkey.
I don't know, Annie's boobs?
That's pretty far back.
That's a good point to leave off on.
Annie's boobs is the monkey's name, Brooks. And, I can't remember where I left off, though. I think it had something to do... It wasn't the paintball, but it wasn't far after that.
I think it was when Chang moved into the air vents.
Oh, that's
still way far back, dude.
That's third season. I don't know. Well, what have you been watching, Kyson? Or listening to?
I've been trying to keep up on New Girl, but, you know, I've kind of had a lot of work lately, so... and I just recently switched occupations, so I'll have more time to watch my shows.
All right, cool. Brooks, you're up.
I have recently... Not been watching a lot of TV, but I've been recently listening to the new Tyler the Creator album.
I've been hearing a lot about that on some other podcasts.
Yeah,
so.
This is Wolf. If you have a chance to look at it, listen
I'm
to
Wolf.
It. It's definitely a good album.
I'm Wolf.
Probably his best album. But yeah,
all right,
I'm
cool.
Big fan of Tyler the Creator.
Oh yeah.
Well, one song.
Yeah,
I've only heard songs that I've heard on other podcasts, so
I'm
not really too into the rap scene. But you know, let's go into our next segment here.
Okay.
Roll straight along. What I'm playing when I poop. Okay, so this segment is just about what I'm playing when I'm pooping. You know, because when I go into the bathroom, there's like.
Makes sense.
5 to 10 minutes. What am I going to do? I'm going to play some games on my phone.
I spend a little more than 5 to 10 minutes.
Well, it depends. You know, if I got time, if I'm at work, you know,
I'm a half an hour
pooper. Don't want to waste too much time at work. You know.
That's
so
true.
What I've been playing recently is if I'm at work, I'm playing Minesweeper on my phone.
Man.
Getting pretty good at it. If I'm at home, recently picked up Fire Emblem again, the first one, the first American one.
Good game.
Then getting back into that one. Pretty tough game. I chose Hector's path. So, I mean, if you know the game, then you know his is the harder path. So
it's also the better path.
It's also
a really fun game.
Big Hector fan.
Really fun game.
I still believe that Elwood's the best lord. Just saying.
You're also a homosexual, that's why.
That's not true at all.
Lynn is really cool, though.
Yeah.
So.
Lynn
Big
and Elwood.
Big fan
I
of
do
Lynn.
Like Hector.
Oh, I'm taking a phone call, guys.
Lynn and Elwood.
Well, get right, out of this.
I guess you're going to have to
get out
of taking
this
room. Phone call, guys. I'll be right back.
So, Brooks, what are you playing when you're pooping?
Well,
babe?
First, you ain't special, okay? I'm starting that. If you hear that, I started this, okay? You ain't special. Everyone plays Minesweeper.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying that's what I'm currently playing.
But... I have been playing a lot of Minesweeper because I recently deleted pretty much all the games and fun apps off my iPod. I do not have an iPhone. And if I'm not playing Minesweeper, I'd have to say I'm probably on YouTube. Probably just watching Minecraft videos. Shout out to the Syndicate Project. That's what life's about right there.
Alright. Enough of that segment. Next segment is this is where we delve into it with the guest, or maybe a topic if it's a solo podcast. But right now, we got Brooks. Kyson's on the phone with his lady. Kyson's no longer on the phone with his lady.
Right on.
So let's just delve into, let's get to know, let's help these people get to know
Get to know
us.
The cast.
Yeah, so.
You hold okay. Your drink's right there.
No, he's getting a chair. He's getting a chair.
Chair?
So,
I'm sorry, I'm not very good at lip reading.
I'm the host, Nathan Prell. You're going to get to know me real well as you listen to this. I mean, I'm probably going to go on at least 500 episodes. At least. I mean, so
look forward strap to
in,
it, people.
Strap in for the long haul.
Look forward to it, people.
So, Kyson, why don't you tell us a little about yourself? How did you meet me?
Oh, man. Well, I was friends with this kid, James, right? And my parents were new into the neighborhood, and as were his, I believe, because our neighborhood had just been developed within about a year of each other. So my parents went over to meet the neighbors and whatever, and I was like, sup. He said, sup. That was it. And we were friends from then on. And a couple weeks into it, he introduced me to some new guys, Raphael and Nathan Prell. And
that's me. I'm Nathan Prell.
This is Nathan Prell, by the way. Raphael, he goes to Basic now. Basic bitch. That's a high school here in Vegas, just in case nobody knows.
Henderson.
Don't be so geographical with your references.
Because if we end up getting a Sammy Tucson, I don't want people to know.
Motherfucker, that's why I said Vegas.
No, people know we're in Vegas. It's fine.
Yeah, because of you.
Yeah, no, that's fine, Brooks. All right, so cool.
Hold on. I'm not done with my Nathan Prell story.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, I didn't like Nathan Prell at first. I thought he was a douchebag because my friend James had told me and convinced me that he was a douchebag. Then I got into a huge fight with James, and I hated that motherfucker. Now, me and Nate are real cool friends. James is at the Naval Academy, and we're all still cool.
James, future guest. He'll be here in about a month, so he'll be on one of these
possibly
podcasts.
Possibly longer.
So, Brooks has the same story because they're brothers.
Also,
so I don't need to know that part.
What was the topic?
We're talking about guests right now.
So
we're just talking to you.
Introductory, yeah.
I'm just introducing you guys.
Get to know the cast.
If you would have stayed in the room, you would have known.
Need a chair, asshole.
So,
do you mind throwing those away?
Kyson is 18.
Yes.
I will be soon 21. Brooks is 15.
Yes. What you know about that age, boy?
Brooks is weird. So
yes.
There's a bit of an age difference between us, so it's a good mix of...
You get a good mix of popular culture with us.
Mm-hmm.
Nathan, me and him are pretty closely similar, but there are differences, very distinct differences.
Yep, and Brooks is a dick.
Brooks
so,
is always up to date with the latest fashion, all the latest trends. That's why he's getting into Mac Miller in the rap game.
Nope, I was already into Mac Miller before he was cool.
Shut your meat
hole. Just gonna put that out there right now.
I
was into him during Kids and Blue Slide Park. If you're a Mac Miller fan, you better have been a Mac Miller fan during Kids.
Did you just hear what he said, people? He said, I was a fan of that before it was cool.
He's a wannabe
How
hipster.
How classic hipster is that?
Incorrect.
Thank you, everybody.
Incorrect. So, Kyson, me and you were kind of known in the Pennsylvania podcast circuit as a musical duo.
We're quite a musical phenomenon.
Yes. So, why don't you tell us a little bit about your musical history?
Okay.
None.
I
Brooks, you stay out of this.
Started playing music at a pretty young age. I didn't get actually into the instrumental realm until about sixth grade, you know, where everybody starts getting into band or orchestra or whatever. I caught on really quickly because I've always been able to play by ear, and I still don't know how to read music that well. I can hear chords and just whatever else, all key signatures, just by ear, but if I see it on paper, I won't be able to tell what it is. So that's the only reason I can't advance in my musical talent right now.
Okay. Good excuse. Good excuse. Why don't you play us a little
great
something?
Great excuse. I don't... What do I want to play? Yeah, motherfucker.
That was pretty good.
That was Stairway to Heaven, everybody, in case you didn't know.
All right.
And if you didn't know, you're an ass.
Exact. Pretty much.
Brooks, you're being a douchebag.
No, come on. Really?
You can't just say...
That's Stairway
You can't just say someone's an ass because they don't know a classic rock
name
song.
Name two other songs by Led Zeppelin.
Don't have to. I know Stairway to Heaven.
Okay, see,
Dick. That's not an excuse.
Dick.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Name two. Just name two, please.
I'm putting out here right now, Dick of the episode, Brooks.
Sandman? Was Sandman something? Oh, no. No, that was,
Enter Sandman is Metallica, you ass.
Yeah, get out of this city. Metallica. Get out of this city.
Get out of town!
So, alright. Brooks, what do you bring to the table? Exactly. Nothing.
Hang on. You can't do that. What do you bring to the table? Nothing.
Lyrics.
Oh, I'm
and
sure.
Personality.
We'll get a good lick of those lyrics later on.
I don't know why you're being such a douchebag right now, Brooks.
Because you just say I brought nothing to the table.
Brooks, here's the table. Lay some on it.
I asked you a question. You didn't say anything.
Because I was thinking.
Brooks,
I had to think.
The table's here. Lay your object on it.
Okay.
You can't just put...
Personality.
Wrong. Nobody likes your personality.
Okay, nobody's gonna like your personality if you're being an asshole the whole episode.
Okay.
Podcast listeners at home, Brooks is
strange.
Such an ass. it's hard to portray it, but as you listen to him,
it's really hard to relay through. A
words.
Podcast.
Yeah, but
what we have here in this room right now does not do it justice.
Does it ever do it justice?
Yeah,
listen to this kid.
Brooks is simply, he is a douchebag.
Bringing us into our next segment. Things we don't understand.
Oh. Nope, you skipped some segments.
Which one?
Go
next,
back a couple
The next
seconds.
Segment is something you don't know about me.
Whatever.
Are
we
gonna
go out of order a little bit, but since we're back on that topic,
yes.
Let's go.
Okay, so Kyson, why don't you tell us something we don't know about you?
Well, does it have to be something that you guys don't know about me? Because I'm pretty sure I've laid out everything on the table.
Yeah, we know pretty
no,
much
No, just basically something, a deep, dark secret.
Yeah.
Some juicy juice for the podcast.
Well, juicy juice.
Some juicy juice that's fizzly.
Oh, let's see. Juicy juice.
Juicy
juice. Hold on, guys. Continue with your segment. I think my lady just got here.
Brooks?
In the event of a zombie apocalypse, I would kick mad ass. Not because I'm just a boss, because I'm probably not, but...
False alarm.
Earlier point being proven.
Hang on.
Something real, man.
Oh.
A real deep dark secret about you.
Okay. I guess you guys don't get to hear the good part about that one. But something real. Something
I feel
deep,
like
dark
we
secret.
Should reveal a secret about each other.
Oh yes. Do the person to your right.
Okay. But it has to be
or to your left.
It could be to your right, whatever. Kyson knows more about you than I do.
Yeah, but all right. I know more about Kyson than I know about you.
Well, that sucks for you. All right, so I'll reveal something about Kyson. When Kyson was in sixth or seventh grade.
Oh, yes.
There was about
two weeks,
when he was positive that he was gay. Oh. Now, I don't have anything against gay men, but Kyson was definitely not gay. But for two straight weeks.
I solidly told myself that I was gay. For whatever reason.
He thought it was cool.
I don't know why. It's like, I'm not saying that it's not cool. Like, you're gay, do your thing. Whatever. But I don't understand why I thought it was socially acceptable to be gay. That it would make me a cooler person.
Yeah.
And I actually kind of feel like a douchebag.
Now
for falsely advertising that I was gay.
For attention.
Even though I told like four people.
Four people.
Yes.
And then those four people.
Those people shut it down real quick.
We will never let him live that one down. All right. Kyson, what do you got on Brooks?
Brooks. Dear God, this motherfucker's always been angry. But there was a time when he was the happiest child that had ever lived. He was happy about everything. When we went to teppanyaki, for those of you who don't know what teppanyaki is,
it's a hibachi grill.
Yeah, hibachi grill. Which is a Japanese sushi cooking, whatever, the fancy knives trick. All that. They did a fire show, whatever, and he would always, somehow in his brain, incorporate the flames with his birthday. And he would always just go, "Is it my birthday? Is it my birthday?" Every single time.
Granted, I was like 4 at the time.
Who cares?
So what? Like 2 weeks ago? Ayo!
That was a high five for those of you who didn't know.
What would they have thought it was?
Me smacking you in the mouth?
Could have been. Alright, Brooks, what do you got on me?
Well, something that you guys may know about Nathan Prell, the host of this show.
That's me.
And you probably will learn later on, is that he has no self-esteem. He has the worst self-esteem in the world.
And this is exactly what we were talking about.
Oh, you can't do that.
You can't do that. Okay. Brooks brings up on my podcast, where I have been incredibly confident, I have the worst self-esteem. What kind of crap?
Dude, you just told them that what kind of crap? Gay.
For 2 weeks. We've moved on from that.
Let's bring it back a notch. I feel like my Brooks' secret was not hardcore enough. Let me bring it up a couple notches. Oh, goodness. I'm trying to have filler words here so I can think, so it's not like listening to silence a little bit. But yes, Nathan did used to have a very bad self-esteem.
I did used to have a very bad self-esteem.
But he overcompensates for it now by having extremely
large,
bombastic, optimistic outlook on
everything.
Life. Just life in general. Back to Brooks. He cried on Christmas.
He cried on Christmas? What?
I actually think that I cried on Christmas up until I was 9.
He cried like 3
times.
Wait,
you cried every Christmas?
Well, 3 Christmases. Because
in a row?
In a row, yes. This is correct.
One, because he got a bike instead of a guitar.
That's not true. Well,
bikes are fun.
Okay, that was, I think, the second year or the third year. The first year was when I got an iPod and a ton of stuff, and
I got nothing.
I can't remember what he got.
Nothing. I think I got, like, a squirt gun.
Well, you were, like,
eight.
Then my parents ended up giving him like $100 to just go buy an iPod that day.
Well, that's fine. What's your problem?
I was totally fine with it afterwards, but in spite.
And anyways, cried on Christmas, motherfucker.
All right. Brooks, you have more stuff you want to say about me?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's kind of...
It's going to stink in here so bad. Let me open up a window.
Yeah, three boys in a small room like this is not a good...
Three men. No, I'm messing with you.
Two men.
Two men and a boy. And a boy.
But...
Two and a half men. Oh! Thank God.
I was going to leave it alone because I didn't think it deserved anything.
I think that actually might be copyright infringement or something. If anything, we're advertising the show and helping it out. I mean, after Charlie Sheen left, they need all the help they can get.
Yeah, probably.
Oh! Hey-o!
Okay, let's cool it on the AOs. Brooks, do you have anything else, or should we move on to the next segment?
I guess we can move on. All right. We could save that for another day.
This next segment is ba-da-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, things I like. So this segment is just things that we like.
Yeah.
So.
Get money.
For me, one thing that I like is writing things. I like writing poems and songs and stuff. That's a big part of my life. That's one of the things that I like. Kaizen, what do you like?
I love
to That's not what this segment's about. What do you like?
I like to organize. Even though I am the most unorganized person ever, every now and then I'll have a day out of the month. I call it my period.
That's a lame one. Brooks, go.
Where I just clean the shit out of everything, and I write things on paper, and then the next day it's all gone.
This is the truth.
Cool, Brooks, go.
I actually like to rap. I suck balls at it. Suck some mad ass. But...
He sucks balls and ass, people.
Brooks...
rapping.
You heard it here first, people. What's Brooks wrong? Sucks balls and ass.
What's wrong with being gay? Nothing.
Nothing.
Exactly.
Well, there's nothing wrong with sucking balls, but sucking ass, that's where you get into a whole new realm of weird.
Just started getting into rapping and making beats.
Tell them your rap name, Brooks. Tell them your stage name.
Well.
Yeah, what is
which
it?
Which one?
Most recent.
Just all of them. Actually, phones are on silent, Kaizen.
Hey, you shut your dirty horn mouth. I'm watching Fox News.
Actually, my most recent was Thunder Cockroach. Prior to that, I think it was, Lightning Maggot, Techno Magnet, or Techno Maggot. And then prior to that one, I think it was...
You have no idea how bad I want to shove my ankle into your teeth right now.
I think prior to that, it was E5. I think that's the one that he was referring to.
Okay. Alright, that's cool. Alright. Wow. Let's head on to the next segment.
Wait, we didn't do anything. Oh, yeah, you did. Never mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I said mine. So, this next segment is...
Hard to keep track of this without a script, people.
I know. It's all in my head.
It's not all
something,
in my head.
Something somebody did that I didn't understand.
Okay, I'm going to go first.
That was the girliest sneeze.
I'm gonna go first on this one.
Okay, Brooks, you're up.
Okay, something that somebody did that I do not understand is that sneeze was completely unnecessary.
It was completely fake. I've never once heard him sneeze like that. I've heard him sneeze of times. Never once like that.
Achoo.
It was a little higher. Whatever. Anyways, I have the gross sneeze where I'm like, a cack! Or like...
It's like he's drinking at the cack.
My regular sneeze, a chew. Or my try to be silent, keep it an appropriate sneeze where everybody just so happens to laugh, the a chew. No, Michael Jackson.
Yeah, well, that's so much worse. Yeah,
have you so ever much done worse. That ever?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I've done it in,
this
like...
This is the first time I've heard of it.
In, like, the middle of class, and I'll sneeze, and everybody just, like, chuckles, and I'm like...
That's even worse. That's even worse. What's something that somebody's done that you haven't understood, Kyson?
Oh, goodness. Oh, God. I don't understand why people are tools.
That's not... That doesn't really fit this description.
I think it does. No, it's, that's more of a general thing. Are we looking for, like, a specific...
Yeah, like a specific thing somebody did that you didn't understand.
Okay, I was working at Del Taco. Okay. By the way, I've had many jobs over the past 2 years. Jobs. I've had maybe, like, six.
That's pushing it. Maybe five.
Let's see, Del Taco, four, Hollister, Cold Stone, Genghis,
I forgot
Thrill,
you worked
Wendy's.
At Hollister.
Five. No, and well, you can't count Wendy's.
Wendy's didn't count. You were there
you
for
didn't even
a
get
day.
Paid. You didn't even get paid.
Yeah, which I'm going to take up in a legal argument.
Are you?
I was on the payroll. Yeah. I worked there, mothers.
Okay.
Mothers.
Okay. Because I realize I've been saying motherfuckers too much.
Yeah, you need to cool it on the
motherfuckers. There ain't nothing wrong with the motherfucker. Actually, that is completely incorrect. There are so much things wrong with that situation.
Anyways... What I don't understand, what somebody does. Oh my god. People that order fast food are unbelievably inconvenient and inconsiderate. Like, there was this fat guy who was a regular at Genghis Grill where I used to work.
I love that place.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's so delicious.
But he would come back every either Tuesday or Wednesday. And he was this huge fat guy, real short, and he had a shrimp allergy, but he said it really weird, like he had a nasal problem. He was like,
shrimp.
I have a shrimp allergy.
Shrimp.
It was like he was saying shrimp.
I have
but
a shrimp allergy.
He was fat, right? This is my point. And he was like, can you cook only the egg whites for me? And I'm like, dude, you
you're doing
are way
it wrong.
Past the point where you need to be asking for egg whites. And...
You, need
you
to
know, if you're trying to get on the healthy path, don't come here every Tuesday. Like,
and
you know what I'm saying?
Don't always ask for egg whites. Just
and,
take out the egg completely.
Oh my gosh. People just don't understand that. It's almost like a self-serve buffet place, but it's not really an all-you-can-eat. You have to pay extra for all-you-can-eat. But we have these bowls that are set to a specific size for a reason. So you can only get what you have in that bowl. If you put more than what's in that bowl, we might not be able to fit it into our actual serving dish.
No,
so
dishes,
people
they are pretty big dishes.
Will put get one of our trays and the silver bowl. They because the silver bowl is really hard to carry with the food, so we have trays for convenience. But they will fill up the silver bowl as high as they can get it with architectural science. I've seen some Asian people just come in there. They've got the whole nine. It's like a masterpiece of architectural wonder. And then they have just a pile of stuff also on the tray. And I'm like, I'm not cooking any of that. And they're like, and my boss is like, you gotta cook it. They put it up there. And I'm like, we have these bowls. They're this size for a reason. How can you approve of this? They're stealing your money. And they're just like, rah, rah, rah. They're going to come back up here and complain that they didn't get any mushrooms or something. And I'm just like...
Is your boss a leprechaun? They're going to complain that they didn't get any mushrooms. Rah, 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 rah. That was not leprechaun-y at all.
These,
that was a terrible...
These bowls that you
I was actually
up.
Going for more of a Ted when he's like, well, how can you have any pudding if you don't eat your meat? You know, that that scene in Ted where he does it. Whatever. But,
okay.
You know,
also,
I don't understand that. It pisses me off like you wouldn't believe.
Also,
right,
these bowls,
sense.
These bowls are about no larger than your hand.
No, that's not true. They're
no, about
they're a pretty
larger.
Good sized bowl.
If
anyway,
you take your hands, both of your hands, and cup them together. That's about the size.
Are
of
you
the
doing
bowl.
This at home, folks? Take your hands, cup them together.
Cup them together, ladies. So, try and keep your elbows together at the same time. But.
Who's gonna see it? Who's gonna see that?
The men that are listening to this with them will appreciate
most,
this.
I believe most people listen to podcasts by themselves.
And I also believe that only mostly males, almost exclusively, listen to podcasts. Is that my lady?
That is not a truth.
Yeah, actually.
Listening to our podcast? Come on.
No, there's lots of females that listen to podcasts, and there's lots of females that are going to listen to this podcast.
All right, calm down, you motherfucker.
Oh, you need to calm yourself down right now. Okay, I don't have anything this week that somebody's did that I didn't quite understand. So we're going to move on to the next topic, which is going to be consistent on every podcast. It just so happens that it's about someone who's here right now. And so this segment is Stupid Things That Brooke Says.
What can I say?
People, we are not going to run out of this segment.
Never.
Literally, what can I say?
So, on the other day, I was asking everybody, hey, give me some segments for my podcast. And Brooke suggests something that somebody did one time that you didn't quite understand or something.
I was just trying to give you the gist of that one.
The way he worded it was the worst abomination of grammar and spelling I've ever seen. But then right after that, I'm like, all right, maybe I could do something with it. Right after that, he says, why don't you criticize people for their opinions? I'm like,
people do it all the time.
Are you kidding me, Brooks?
And also, what do you think about the name of this segment? The segment would have been named Everybody's a Critic. Just putting that out there.
No, but then I would be a critic of people's opinions. They're their opinions.
Everyone's
entitled to their opinion. I can't just go around saying people are wrong or something because of their opinion. This is exactly proving the point. Brooks is a douchebag. Kyson, you got anything that Brooks has said?
I just thought it would be interesting.
Goodness. I just
thought it'd be interesting.
When we first got into the lyric songwriting game, let me step closer to the mic here. Brooks tried to model his lyrics after Panic at the Disco and Fallout Boy, which are elusively, incredibly
ridiculous. For lack of a better word.
Encrypted, I guess.
No. Would be a See, word. Panic at the Disco and Fallout Boy, you understand what they are saying.
Good point, but it's like
the shit that Brooks was pouring out on paper.
Just spewing.
Absolutely.
Like,
no sense.
It was almost like
I did not understand a word you just said.
Put a dictionary on a table
and I had it real hard.
He like shredded the dictionary and just picked up all the shreds and just poured it on a paper and just wrote down what the word said.
That was a better effect of what I was gonna say. I was just gonna say he was gonna slam open to whatever page, but that's like
I'm like I
way
he,
less.
He texted me some lyrics that he writes, and I'm like, okay, but what does it mean? And he's like, it doesn't matter what it means, man.
It just sounds good.
It just sounds good.
Music.
And I'm like,
it's about the music.
When you write something, it's got to mean something to you, or it won't mean anything to anybody.
You got
to
clutch the balls of inspiration. You see what the hell we're talking about?
You see what we're talking about?
That was one of the things I had said. That is why I had.
I have some of these direct quotes right here on hand.
You have them
on
written.
On hand.
You some, have them written.
Only slight, small amounts of See. Things.
This is going to be exciting, folks.
Okay.
When
we were trying to come up with band names, here are a couple that Brooks came up with. Puzzled Vandals. That's not that bad. Self-Aware Hipsters. I'm pretty sure we came up with that one together,
that
but we didn't like it.
That was a group.
Interracial bear fights.
That one may have been me.
Psychedelic black hole.
Okay, that was almost positive, Brooks.
I thought
Ripped imagination.
That was Brooks.
Lemon plated limes.
That was not me.
I think those guys did.
Lemon plated limes.
That wasn't me.
I don't. Okay. Anyways. But here's a couple song names that Brooks came up with. Bubba Genki. Just
yes.
It's literally
Yeah.
Onomatopoeias smushed together. Bubba Genki. And then the next one is, the world never changes. Why should we be any different?
No, we came up with that together. We wanted to write a song like that.
Did we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, we came up with one that was just like, R5NZ.
Yeah, I feel like you're not really helping anybody. This was a group effort on that one.
Bubba Genki.
That was Brooks. Bubba Genki was Brooks.
Without a doubt.
Cinder Block.
We were in the beginning, we were planning on being a comedic troupe, kind of like Tenacious D. Or Garfunkel and Oates. But it never really panned out.
Never took off.
No.
I'm trying to find direct quotes here, because I know I've got them.
Oh, well, we can always just bring that up on another podcast, can't we? We do have this section forever.
Forever.
It's so amazing. The next section of the podcast is Isn't That Just Swell? Which is a play on inflection, because we got, well, isn't that just swell, and isn't that just swell? So
you can hear in the tone that they're very different.
Yes. Possibly. One bad thing. One good thing. Kaizen, why don't you start us off? Just one bad thing that happened this week, one good thing.
So, working my first weekend in the Color Run, I got paid $500 to do it. It was awesome.
Okay.
Whatever, working 3 days. I went out on the Friday before race day, the day before, and I was literally out there for about 14 hours. Setting up this course, when it was like me and four other guys, I think, until the very end of the day. But people just started kind of to fade off from the 31 people that we had originally. So it was me, this guy Mason, this guy Davis, and Johnny fucking Mac. I hate his ass. It was his fault that we were there so late. Anyways, I got so burnt that day, it hurt. And I got covered in cornstarch the next day because that's what all our color is made out of. I got covered in it, and it stung. It stung so bad. And isn't that just swell?
All right, are we going to do isn't that just swells and then, like, the whole circle?
No, he can do both.
Isn't that just swells?
No, he can do isn't that just swell, and now we're ready for his isn't that just swell?
Oh, all right. When I was working the day of the race, I saw very many, very many attractive, hot Texan women run through my color zone. And they were just bouncing everywhere.
What you know about that big Texas?
What you know about them big Texan boobs? Isn't that swell?
That was good. That was good. Brooks, you're up, man.
Can I ask you a question first?
Yeah, man.
Does it have to be about me, or something that I thought was just swell?
Well, should be something just bad that happened in your life, but I mean, if you have nothing else to talk about, you can just do whatever.
Okay, well, because I really, nothing really bad happened.
You don't have to do
week.
One.
I'm gonna have to go and tell you something that happened to my cousin. This cousin of mine is actually one of my best friends. Hang out with him pretty much on the daily. And, well, he went to prom on Saturday. This recent Saturday. And he was told when, after prom, when they're going to this party, that him and his prom date were not allowed at this party because the girl's party had problems with my cousin's prom date. If you need to just play that back a few times, listen to it, because I'm pretty sure I'm just spitting bullshit here, but all true, all true. And so, my cousin goes back to his prom date's house just to hang out, try to see what they're, like, try to find something to do. And then he realizes, oh, I forgot my phone in the limo. So, they ended up having to go all the way down to the strip to get his phone from this limo. Isn't that just swell?
High school, am I right? Fake laugh. What's good that happened
you
in your life?
You wish you were in high school.
Who would wish that upon themselves? I'm a senior. I'm a month out from graduation, and I hate it. I hate it.
But also, you didn't have the best high school career, I guess. But anyways, something...
Fuck you.
He's got a point, Kyson. You didn't do too good most
hey.
Of the time.
Freshman and sophomore year, I screwed up. Junior year, got a 3.5 the whole year, possibly higher. Good portion of my senior year had a 3.5. Now I got like a 2.7.
Not good. Brooks, something good that happened.
Something good that happened. Hmm.
You don't got one of those either? Well, nothing happens in your life?
Well, it's a boring life. What can I say? Everything. I can say anything that I want.
Yeah, you have the right to say.
Not only that, but that's... This is kind of a joke, because that's a segment on
did
the
I shut that window?
Okay,
podcast.
No, I did, because it was windy outside. It was windy outside. It's windy outside.
It's not that windy anymore.
I guess something good that happened was, I actually started listening to some more music, and I was inspired by a few songs to just write something about the good country that is America.
That's cool. That's cool, man.
And
you got a piece of it?
No, I do not.
You're
currently.
A failure to everybody.
The
all
beat,
right.
The beat is not with me, but you will like it
okay.
because it does start out with a quote from JFK.
I do like JFK.
Can you guess which quote it was?
Is it?
Ask
not what your country can do for you.
Ask
what?
Not what your
what your
country can
do
for
you.
But
what you
can
do
for
your
country. I am a Kennedy.
That didn't say that. Never said that in the entire thing.
No, I say that so people know that that's the impression I'm doing.
And then they catch on really quick.
I'm
yeah.
sure
like
if
when
they
people
had actually
Nixon,
known who Kennedy is.
Like when people
this
do a
is
Nixon
what Kennedy
impression.
Sounds like when he's doing his speeches.
Richard Nixon.
He didn't really do that. I'm pretty sure
that's
a Futurama
well,
thing.
That is definitely what he sounds like.
Okay. So, bad thing for me this week.
Isn't that just swell?
One of my coworkers, who I've been working with for months now, transferred to a different department, so I'm not working with her anymore. But, you know, so isn't that just swell?
That's describing your situation right now. You're very upset.
Oh, yeah, that's an interesting gif. That's great comedy for a podcast.
Great comedy for a podcast.
Well, that was just supposed to be...
So isn't that just swell?
Yeah, you weren't supposed to... That's a great gif. You wasn't supposed to explain it either.
Yeah, oh well. Well, something good. I went out to California, visited my family this past weekend.
I saw that.
I went to Venice Beach. Weirdos! Everywhere! So much fun! I walked...
He has fun
great
with weirdos,
story.
Everyone.
Great
fun
story.
With weirdos.
So, my sister and my cousin are, like, putting their shoes on because we walked out on the beach, and they were getting the sand out of the shoes, and I was like, oh, I want to go check out the shop. So I turn and walk towards this shop, and there's this black guy pulling a wagon. I think he was selling water or something. And he's walking, and I turn and I walk towards him. And I walk just a bit too fast. Because he turns to me and says, don't walk so fast to me, white boy. I just laughed. I didn't know what to do. I just laughed and kept walking. It was hilarious. Venice Beach, weirdos everywhere. Then I went to this one place called Milk. Best freaking ice cream I've ever had.
Sounds tasty.
I had a great turkey BLT. Fantastic. The bread was... really nice. They had a nice they had a real nice little salad on the side. The lemonade was amazing.
Don't walk so fast to me, white boy.
And then I got a cone, double scoop, just chocolate and vanilla. That chocolate was so damn rich. So damn rich. It could buy a park.
It was
park.
A white boy.
It could buy a park. That chocolate was so damn rich.
Don't walk me.
So
don't fucking be so fast.
So isn't that just swell? So
dream big or small.
Dream big or small. Dream big or small. Saw that on a sidewalk. There. Dream big or small. Kaisen, can you maybe not cough directly into the microphone?
Microphone.
So Washington. That just about brings us to the end of this podcast. Any final words, Kaisen?
Don't talk so fast to me, white boy.
Okay, Brooks, any final words?
Washington.
Washington. 6 foot tall. He's a waste. That was the worst thing ever.
Oh, man. We need to tell them what that's about, though.
Okay.
Washington.
Google or YouTube Washington, and it's just this really crappy drawn thing, and it's like a rap, and it's like, Washington, Washington. 6 foot ten fucking weighs a ton.
It's just a fucking ton.
Whatever. Oh yeah, weighs a fucking ton because it rhymes with Washington. It's a great thing. Look it up. So, we're gonna end out the podcast with a reading from some of my old works.
Yep. Interesting.
But I'd like to my slogan thing. This is how I'm gonna end every podcast before we go into a reading is. Kaisen, would you go on a date with me?
I'm sure I would, but, you know, I'm taken.
Okay.
Hello?
Brooks, would you go on a date with me?
No, Brooke.
No? Alright, that's what I thought. Alright, so.
Actually, to where?
Someplace nice, probably Genghis Grill, I love that place.
I'd love to go.
Alright, we'll plan it out. So.
What up?
Okay. Let's do a little reading.
Do them Only Crows.
Only Crows, only yeah, Crows. We do know that one. Okay, so this is a song called Only Crows. Do you guys remember how the beat goes?
I do, but I'm not singing it.
No, I definitely do not.
Okay, so I guess I'll just...
Oh, I do remember I was doing tambourine for this one.
You do
all the other ones.
You do tambourine for all of the songs, Brooks.
What is this?
What is what? Stop looking at stuff on the internet.
She's got her pants pulled so high.
Okay, so this is a song called Only Crows. I'm just going to read it because I don't remember how the tune goes. So. I'm too good to be called anything. I should be known as everything. But at the end of the day, when my confidence is seen as arrogance and all my bridges have been burned, I have no choice but to sit out of this dance. And only crows can understand the way it is, because only crows are hated because they exist. And now I belittle myself, and I display my heart out on the shelf. Still no one is impressed. I'm forced to hide my emotions, and as I fall back and become depressed, I lose my mind in a lonely ocean. And only crows can understand... the way it is, because only crows are hated, because they exist. Everyone needs to stand somewhere, but here I sit lost and confused. With a daring breath, I gather my strength, and I grab hold of my pride and rise. And only crows can understand the way it is, because only crows are hated, because they exist. And now I see I'm not a crow, but a human, living like everyone else. And that's the podcast, guys. Thanks for listening.
No!